Yeah, he hadn't really priced one, so I don't really know where they fall. And I do generally like my vehicles gussied up a bit, so I would be looking at a high-level trim one to see what that's all about. But it could work really well for me. And hell, I almost wish I would have got the hybrid in my Escape. But you know, the problem, the one I bought my last car, it's an Escape, and I planned on, you know, just keeping it as our grocery getter long term. And I bought the 7 year, 70,000 mile. We don't drive that much, hence why an EV would work. But you know, that I almost wish I would have got the hybrid in that, except that damn battery thing. That's the thing that really kind of, I think they could probably sell more of those if they sold them and they said that, you know, they come with, you know, one super discounted or one battery replacement, you know, build it into the initial cost or something somehow and just say that we're going to cover your first battery replacement, you know, somewhere between this and this. And, you know, then people would be like, okay, I'm not going to worry too much about it. You know, but I don't know if that's something the other people worry about. But boy, to me, you know, to buying one, that really, because even if you sell it after 4 years or five, now you're selling a vehicle that the next buyer knows they're going to be looking at getting batteries very shortly after buying it, and it's going to absolutely destroy the resale price. Anthony, if you're back, otherwise back to Dakota.